And now the compassion. Compassion has many different levels, but the normal kind of compassion is called the compassion means focusing on the sentient being who is suffering, either physically in pain or mentally has a great suffering. So focusing on such as the somebody or someone who is physically suffering or mentally suffering, for such person, such being, that we focus and we want that particular being to be free from such pain and free from such suffering is called the compassion. And of course we all have a certain amount of compassion. Whenever we see somebody suffering, of course we have a feeling, we all feel that some kind of feeling that we wish that particular being to be free. But we do not have still the full compassion. Compassion to all sentient beings, we still do not have this. And so therefore, the technique or the specialty in this particular text is to practice the compassion to the most difficult object. Because when you could practice compassion to the most difficult object, then it is easy to develop compassion to all the other sentient beings. For example, the difficult object means like the one's enemies. It is very difficult to rise the loving kindness and the compassion to your enemies. And so the Pitta instruction is to start right from the beginning to the most difficult object. One should sit in a secluded place where there's no disturbances. External disturbances and internal disturbances. There's no disturbances. Peaceful. Outwardly as well as inwardly, and then also one's own physical behavior should be in completely balanced, in a sense that you are not kind of physically strenuous actions, strenuous kind of works, that you are completely in relax, and then first you should do the refuge, taking refuge is very important. So the taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. And then also creating the enlightenment thoughts. For the benefit of all sentient beings, that one must attain the full enlightenment. And in order to attain enlightenment, that you are practicing. So by taking refuge in the triple gem, that you switch from the wrong path to the right path, and by creating the enlightenment thought, that you switch from the lower path to the higher path, which means actually the Mahayana path. And then, oneself, to visualize in the form of a deity, in this case, such as like any deity that you normally practice, such as like the Avalokiteshvara, or any Manjushri or Vajrapani, etc., whichever that normally that you are practicing, so in such deity's form. And then, then to to be able to carry on your practice very successfully without any obstacles, and also to draw, to receive the blessings very effectively, so that you can do the practice in very successfully, that one should visualize the one's root guru in the top of your head. For example, if one is visualizing oneself in the form of Avalokiteshvara, then the guru should be in the form of Buddha Amitabha, as Avalokiteshvara is the owner of the race, or in other words, the guru of the Avalokiteshvara is the Buddha Amitabha. So oneself visualizing in the form of Avalokiteshvara, then one's guru, one's own root guru, is in the form of Buddha Amitabha, that you should visualize on top of your head. And then the actual practice is that one should visualize one's most hated enemy, the worst enemy that one could think of, that in front of you, and then that practice, try to practice compassion with the enemy. Try to develop a genuine feeling, the genuine feeling of compassion to your enemy. And wishing this particular enemy to be happy, to be free from the suffering and the cause of suffering. And also, as continuously that you should practice the compassion, and also it is important to alternatively to think about the necessary or the reason why you have to develop a compassion to your worst enemy. And so the two alternatively, practicing the compassion as well as the reason why we must develop a compassion to our worst enemies. And so in alternatively, first of all, that with a full concentration and with a single-pointed mind, and very diligently focusing on the one's most hated enemy, and then to practice compassion, and also to recite the one's most hated enemy, that who is doing actually a lot of damage, causing a lot of pain and misery to you, the enemy that who caused you all the pains, all the miseries, all the damage that one is doing, that enemy, the enemy that who gives you the most painful feeling, the most pain and the most trouble, and such enemy to be one should to practice the compassion. So with such a feeling, then one should recite. One should recite also that may this very harmful enemy to have the kind of develop a pity or the compassion feelings. So that you recite many, many times until you have the real continuity of the feeling of compassion. And now, the second thing is the reason why we have to develop a compassion to one's own worst enemy is that we are from the beginningless time, as we say, from the beginningless, because our mind, our individual mind, there is no such time as the beginning of this particular person's mental consciousness.